Lawmakers voiced their concerns as negotiations with the administration continue and drafts of legislation Congress could consider as early as Wednesday circulated on Capitol Hill. Under the legislation, the federal government would spend hundreds of billions of dollars to purchase devalued assets, particularly U.S. mortgage debt, that has weighed down key financial companies. Holding a copy of the three-page proposal originally given to Congress by Treasury Secretary Henry Paulson, Oregon Democrat Peter DeFazio said it would have placed American taxpayers in a vulnerable position.
Secretary Paulson wants to set it up so that the taxpayers, at best, in all likelihood, this wouldn't happen, might break even someday. No, we need to take an equity assurance in these firms, or we need to extend them loans. Have them mark down this junk to market. There's a market for it. It's about 22 cents on the dollars. Make them mark it down.
Congress needs to apply a more targeted and deliberative approach requiring more than a few days' work, DeFazio said, adding the world will wait for a thoughtful plan. Criticism was also heard from Republicans, such as Florida Congressman Cliff Stearns, who said the original proposal gave the Treasury Secretary unprecedented authority while offering virtually no oversight, and he expressed alarm over the cost.
This plan increases our excessively high national debt to $11.3 trillion while also allowing foreign banks which hold U.S. mortgage debt, to benefit from the billions provided by this bailout. This plan constitutes the largest government bailout in history, yet it does nothing to protect the taxpayers.
Describing the administration's initial proposal as a starting point but by no means the final product, Senate Democratic Leader Harry Reid echoed calls for more accountability in any legislation Congress approves.
But we will not let haste abandon good judgment in the process. The Bush administration has called on Congress to rubber stamp its bailout legislation without serious debate or efforts to improve it. We can't let that happen.
Amid public anger over multi-million dollar salaries paid to executives of major financial firms, lawmakers have added provisions that would place limits on executive compensation. Briefing reporters, House Financial Services Committee Chairman Barney Frank agreed the initial bill gave the Treasury Secretary too much authority. He says lawmakers are building in provisions to provide more accountability, including judicial review of government asset purchase decisions and creation of a special board which would have a powerful oversight, although not operational, role.
We are talking about a very powerful board with its own budget and funding that will get all the reports and all the information but won't have any operational role. What are you buying? What is your assumption about how you're buying? What kind of companies are you buying it in?
Representative Frank says differences remain with the administration over the executive pay issue and provisions on corporate governance, saying lawmakers do intend to eliminate golden parachutes, namely large payment packages for executives who leave a company. However, the administration has agreed to provisions aimed at preventing foreclosures on property mortgages the government acquires from companies as part of the bailout plan. As for timing, Frank says the intention is for the House and Senate to consider and pass identical pieces of legislation, hopefully in the next few days, but he adds it's essential that Congress and the administration show that progress is being made. However, in Wall Street trading Monday, the key Dow Jones average lost 371 points, reflecting continuing market volatility in the absence of a final deal and legislation on Capitol Hill to address the U.S. financial crisis. Dan Robinson, VOA News, on Capitol Hill.